Beekeepers are using sensors to manage their hives and discover new information that could help with the survival of the species. This is Focus on Technology. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Inside Avondale's Hauk Botanical Gardens, Kylie Johnson checks on the park's 9-foot-tall hive the old-fashioned way. She opens up the drawers occasionally to make sure the bees are making honey and the queen is having babies.
So as you can see, we have several different types and sizes of boxes. The two on the bottoms are deep boxes, and that's where most of the brood or the worker bees are being laid by the queen. Right now,
this hive is one of the strongest in Southwest Ohio, and Johnson wants to make sure they don't swarm or leave their home to start another colony. Next door at the Civic Garden Center, there's a much smaller hive. These bees are in wooden frames with glass panes. The health of the hives can be a lot of guesswork, and that's what bothered Rich Morris.
It was driving me crazy. Two things. One is in Wisconsin, where I live, we sort of close them up in the fall. And then open them in the spring, and our basic strategy is hope that they survive. And knowing that even something as simple as internal temperature would tell us that something's alive, you know, that was where the idea began.
The idea Morris, an engineer and beekeeper, had was to use sensors and make them so affordable the non-commercial beekeeper could track hives and upload the information to the cloud for research. His product is called Broodminder. One of the things it tracks is temperature.
Inside, you know, the remarkable thing is that when bees are raising brood, that is baby bees, they act as a superorganism and maintain the temperature of the hives at about 95 degrees Fahrenheit. When they're not raising, they let it follow outside temperatures. So we very quickly know that the queen is in there and she's doing her job, and that the hive has a better chance of survival.
The Bluetooth-enabled sensors also check the bees' weight. This can be helpful because the hive gets heavier when bees are gathering nectar and making brood. Bob Kloss is a certified master beekeeper in New Jersey who embraced this technology right away because he, too, got tired of bothering the bees to make sure they were healthy.
And you're going through frame by frame. It's actually very disrupting to the bees. It was estimated that every time you go into the hive, you set the bees back by 2 days.
The sensors help him determine if he needs to intervene for things like mites, which can harm the bees. Morris describes how the Broodminder works.
You come up with your cell phone, and it, you know, because it's Bluetooth, it connects very easily. There's no passwords or anything. You can harvest that data since you were there last. It's logging it once an hour. And then once you get it on your phone, you can optionally send it up to the cloud where it becomes part of the beecounted.org.
Morris sells a kit for $250, or he says you can buy the sensors individually. He's most excited about beekeepers collecting data who agree to make it publicly available on the cloud. There are 125 million data points so far that help him and others draw conclusions.
So what we're finding out is that internal temperature tells us a lot more than we had really expected, including the ability to see swarms happen, which is an important, case of the brood for beekeepers. So we're working on that this summer, collecting data so that we have the evidence to, stand behind our algorithms.
Master beekeeper Bob Kloss is excited to learn more information via Broodminder.
You know, the bees communicate in a lot of different ways. We've all heard of the waggle dance and how they tell each other where the nectar is and the pollen is. But they also, we're finding, is they communicate through vibrations on the comb. So I think there's an opportunity to measure things like that, like the vibration in the comb, and try to get an idea of what is it that they're saying exactly, and can we use it to predict some sort of behavior on their part.
You can see the hive data at beecounted.org. That's beecounted.org. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.